Today's found recipe could be the remedy you're looking for tomorrow.
If you're cold, you're hungover, you've had a long night, pozole is that Latino cure for you in a bowl.
That's right. Don't head to the medicine cabinet. Head directly to the stove and that simmering pot of pozole. It's a traditional hominy stew from Mexico.
It's usually made on a Saturday night and usually eaten on Sundays.
But Chef Anthony Lamas says it's also perfect for tomorrow, New Year's Day. He's the owner of the restaurant Ceviche in Louisville, Kentucky, and he's known for his pozole. Lamas learned to make this stew from his mother. She always served it right after a big party.
As long as I can remember, it's like what they ate. You know, everybody was kind of hungover. It was like, you know, it's time for a bowl of pozole to get me right. It just really, I guess it's that comfort thing, you know. There's a little spice to it. There's some texture from the cabbage and the onions and the fresh cilantro and the lime, and you got the chunks of pork. You could smell the hominy, too, that nice corn flavor just kind of simmering in there, and it makes you feel good. You're sweating a little bit from the chilies. Gets all those impurities out. I'm from California originally. My father's from Puerto Rico. My mother's from Mexico. Pozole was one of those early memories that I saw the ingredients coming in and mom prepping, and I thought, oh, okay, there's people coming over. My aunts and uncles are coming over. My mom thought I was nosy, you know, because I always wanted to be around, but it's like she'd be trying to get me to bed, and mom, I can't sleep, I'm hungry, and she's like, have a glass of milk. I'm like, that's not doing it. I'm smelling this pozole, and I could smell the onions and the broth simmering all night, and it just would make me toss and turn in my bed, and I couldn't wait till the next morning, but no, this pozole is keeping me awake. So she would make a pozole verde, meaning green, tomatillos, poblanos. The thing about pozole is it's about letting this simmer and getting all that flavor in there, and then all these toppings that you add to it. Maybe some crackers and a little cheese and a little onion. You're always going to see cabbage and lime and cilantro, but you might not always see radishes or you might not always see warm tortillas. Everybody can do their own version. Pozole, it's like the Latino chili, so to speak.
That's Chef Anthony Lamas, now based in Louisville, Kentucky. There's still time to get your pot of pozole simmering on the stove in case you want to try out his Latino cure for a hangover. Go to our Found Recipes page at npr.org for details.